Greetings and welcome to another installment of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is Parshat Yitro, the Parsha of Matan Torah. The Parsha opens by saying, Vayishma Yitro, and Yitro heard. Rashi explains what was it that Yitro heard. He heard about Kriyat Yamsuf, and he heard about Milchemet Amalek. He heard about the splitting of the sea, and he heard about the war against Amalek. And because of that, he came to the Jewish people, and likewise because of that, the Aseret HaDibrot are included in the Parsha which bears his name. Now, what was so important about the war against Amalek that he heard? And I'm going to adapt the words of Rabbi Satorsky that I heard earlier this week, that that Amalek is the same gematria as Safek. That is to say that the people of Amalek, all they want to do in this world is to create in the minds of Jews a doubt as to whether or not God exists in this world. That is why they were the first ones to start up and to fight against the Jewish people immediately after all of these incredible miracles were performed for them by Hashem. Why? Because they wanted to create doubt in the minds of the Jewish people, which is why at the end of that episode of the war, it says, Kiyad al kes ka milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek. And it is explained that the words case, kaf samach, is a shortened term for the word kisei, the seat or the throne of Hashem, and ka, the yud hei, is a shortened version of yud ke vav ke, which is the name of Hashem. So as long as Amalek exists in this world, they in some way truncate the throne of God, and by doing so, they instill a doubt as to whether or not God exists. That is their purpose, which is why we have a mitzvah to eradicate Amalek in order to be able to restore and complete the wholesomeness of the belief in Hashem. Interestingly, that is why the first of the Aseret HaDibrot, which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Anochi Hashem, which appears in the Parsha of Yitro, and it was Yitro that came to Bnei Israel because of the Milchama with Amalek, that the Jews in fact prevailed over Amalek, that the first mitzvah of the Aseret HaDibrot, the first Dibra, says Anochi. Anochi in Gematria is Kisei, is 81. And therefore, by saying Anochi in the Aseret HaDibrot, we are reaffirming and restoring the throne of Hashem. And likewise, the second word is Yud Kei Vavchi, Anochi Hashem, Yud Kei Vavchi, and that restores the Yud Kei from the Pasuk with regard to Amalek. So the very first Dibra of Anochi Hashem is to command us to have complete and utter faith and emunah in Hashem. What this does is it uproots the underlying purpose, the underlying goal, the underlying raison d'etre of Amalek, which is to create doubt and suffix in the Jewish people. And by Yitro coming to Bnei Yisrael, he likewise was showing that he had tried every other religion in the world and now was prepared to invest his entire faith and his entire emunah in the one true God, in the God of Yisrael, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. Wishing everyone a very good Shabbos.